And we are joined now on the air by Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. How are you?
Good afternoon, Aaron. Doing well. Hope you are too.
Absolutely. So we're getting into holiday season. I know we already talked about some holiday events that have already taken place in Hillsborough. The parade on Saturday was incredible. I was happy to be there for that. It was a beautiful day. Had a lot of fun doing that. And
it was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it
I
was
hope
so
you were
nice.
around for the tree lighting as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just a really, really nice event, and so many people come out, and it seems like people come from a long way away for this, because like traffic heading in, there's just a lot of cars and a lot of people and a lot of excitement and just a lot of fun.
Yeah, I believe it's, I've been told it's probably one of the longest parades we've ever had. Had over 150 units go through. So that's the longest the chamber in sort of memory that it's been. And just looking at the crowds, it seemed to be one of the biggest crowds. It was perfect parade weather, just a little bit chilly. So it feels like that fall winter coming on. But just people that I talked to just walked away just really feeling the spirit. So we were very, very happy with it and glad for everyone who came out. Glad you had a good time.
It was a lot of fun. Looking forward to it next year already. So that happened on Saturday. What's coming up as far as holiday events this weekend and beyond?
Well, boy, a lot happening and happening in Hillsborough. Probably the next big thing is coming up this weekend is the Hillsborough Historic Neighborhood Tour. A little variation on what they've done in previous years, but if you recall that we've, through the fall, the Chamber has sponsored this Sundays in Hillsborough. We had this little train that would travel around.
Yep.
And so that's going to be part of it for this time, for the neighborhood tour. So we have, I know a number of houses on my block and other places are decorating their porches, and there's a contest, and the train will come through there. But generally, you would pick up this little train, can go all around the historic area, and then pop, you know, step on or step off the train at any number of different locations. At the Burwell School, there's going to be a Dickens exhibit. The Garden Club is going to have some music performances there and some decorations. At the Historical Museum, it's the school art exhibit. On you don't want to miss going by the Masonic Lodge, which is one of the more interesting buildings right there in downtown, if you haven't been there. It's this building's like a cube and was originally an observatory. But it's a nice big open space. You go inside, and there will be a gingerbread contest and a place to get some food. Over at the old courthouse, there's going to be a number of just musical performances and different events. At their visitor center, the Alexander Dixon House, there'll be Santa, so you can get a selfie with Santa if you want to. So it's just a nice day to come out to Hillsborough, hop on the train, go around the neighborhoods. There will be carriage rides for those who like a carriage ride. Cedar Ridge Corral Group will be over at First Baptist Church. You know, it's just a nice day. I think it's like only $15 in advance and $20 for the day. And if you have lap children, well, they are free.
That sounds
so,
good.
For this little train ride. Yeah, it's fun. And then, of course, through the rest of the season, I mean, you know, all kinds of concerts are going on. Let me point out something, you know, very specifically on the Burwell School has this wonderful event. They call it Naughty and Nice. It's the Good Old Girls Are Back. And this is where we have a legendary Nashville singer, Patricia Berg and Marshall Chapman will be coming in from Tennessee to be here at Hillsborough, and
nice.
They're joining Lee Smith and Jill McCorkle for a holiday performance, and that's going to be at Leland Little on Sunday evening, and that's going to be just a really wonderful event of the stories as well as the music. And then there is an option for a very special after party afterwards for those who want to do that. And then, of course, going on through the rest of December, on Saturday the 17th, there's going to be a dedication for the land where we're going to expand and rebuild the Okanichi village, a replica village that's there on that Sunday. Afterwards is going to be the solstice walk. Once again, if you remember, it was close to 2,000 people walk on
yes, yeah.
there. And so you can register through the Hillsborough Arts Council about that. And one thing you do not want to miss is on December 23rd, the Berlin Brothers are going to have a free Christmas concert. This will be the third year they've done it. I went last year, and it was one of the most fun, remarkable Christmas shows I have seen, all packed into the Mystery Brew Pub. Well, they've expanded the group. They've got a chorus now. They added, like, it's going to be 22 people. This is like, wow, almost a full orchestra. So it's going to be quite a performance. It's going to be at the Coffin Mill. It's going to be free. Money that they make is going to go to some charitable art events that help out at the hospitals. And so that is just not to be missed. And that's on December 23rd. And again, if you go to visit hillsboronc.com, that's where you can find out on the little calendar all the details about how to go to any of these things that are happening in Hillsboro.
So many cool things coming up. And I remember the Solstice Walk last year. I was not expecting there to be 2,000 people. And then all of a sudden, there they were, 2,000 people on Riverwalk with all of the puppets and everything. And it was just so much fun. Do you have a sense in advance of how many people are going to turn out for an event like this? Because, you know, you get something like the parade, you have a sense of how many people are going to come out. You get something like the Solstice Walk. Do you know in advance, or can you plan for that?
Well, it's hard to know these things in advance. We've only done this one time, and it was close to 2,000 people. So I think we're going to plan for that. maybe people have done it once, and it'll be a smaller group, but could be potentially a larger group. But I think we'll probably plan for something in a similar fashion. And as you know, when you were there, it was just absolutely magical. In order to participate, you have to have a lantern. And, of course, they're in LED lanterns, so there's no fire. It's walking along Riverwalk, and there's not really a place for pedestrians. And so it is a participatory activity. It's great for family, anybody who can, is willing to kind of do this walk. But it is just absolutely magical. There's been lantern workshops. Everything is as you saw. You could take a white paper bag and put an LED light on it and have a string on it, and you've got a lantern.
Yep.
And that's just a light that's in the spirit of it. And some people had very simple lanterns that they made themselves, and then of course people had very elaborate, wonderful, magical lanterns with a fish and moons and angel wings and all kinds of just wonderful, wonderful shapes. And everything is welcome there. It's just a matter of participating, being part of it, being part of the light as we walk around. Of course, it goes by the stickwork sculpture that's right there. And that was a very kind of special, just like I said, magical is probably the best description that I can have of this.
Absolutely.
Wonderful event.
So speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, and again, visit hillsboronc.com is the website for the Visitor Center. If you want to find out more about any or all of these events, head to that website. Again, visit hillsboronc.com. They got a full calendar of events, a lot more information about all of these. Mayor, we got to let you go in a couple of minutes, but before we do, we always usually talk about the Hillsboro Town Board meetings, which are always on Monday night. Obviously, the eyes this evening for Orange County are going to be on Chapel Hill Town Council talking about the American Legion property, and really especially the Orange County Board of Commissioners, because they've got the firearm safety debate, and also perhaps the biggest of them all, which is the discussion of light rail, with that call for a letter of commitment from Go Triangle moving forward. And I know one of the concerns, especially for people in northern Orange County and sort of people who live away from this light rail line that runs from Chapel Hill up into Durham, is, well, what is the benefit for me? Orange County, every resident of Orange County contributes equally to the light rail. It runs from Chapel Hill up to Durham, so I know people in Hillsboro, people in the northern part of Orange County are a little bit concerned about that. What's the residual benefit there? So we're sort of talking with everyone. We talked with the mayor of Carrboro last week. We just had Earl McKee on the air a few minutes ago, talking about the impact of light rail and that issue moving forward. What is your take as the mayor of Hillsboro? I know it's the Orange County Board of Commissioners that's focusing on this, but what actually is the potential impact of light rail on Hillsboro? To what extent is there an actual significant impact, or is there not an actual significant impact of light rail on just sort of daily business in Hillsboro?
Well, I think you laid out the issues well, Aaron. There isn't necessarily a big impact that's going to be felt directly, what we're talking about, the benefits of the light rail are for a system and a triangle-wide system. So to a certain degree, anything we're doing to help Durham, anything that we're doing to help Chapel Hill, things that Chapel Hill does to help Hillsborough kind of helps us all. So having a very robust multimodal system that helps people around really helps our whole area. And so that certainly has an impact. But in terms of an everyday, probably is not going to make a huge difference. Probably in a similar way, we do have a countywide transportation plan, and that includes the rail station in Hillsborough. And it's part of the whole funding package, part of the sales tax that was voted in, and so we certainly want to make sure that that gets included, because that does serve people directly here, much in the same way that's probably not going to affect folks in Chapel Hill necessarily directly, but it's a good service for everyone in the county. And so in the same way we would think people in Carrboro would say, it's important to have a rail station in Hillsborough, it certainly can be very, very helpful to have the light rail in through Orange and Durham. And it's big issues. Obviously, it's with the state cutting back from a 25% match to a 10% match, it's not like the project has gotten more expensive. What the commissioners have to look at is, what's the local match going to be? There isn't a commitment that they're going to have to make tonight, but it's scary about how much this could cost the local community. And so I think that's quite worthy of discussion. But it's hard to see now where people could go back now, because, what I'm hearing from Go Triangle is that if we were to say no at this point or any point, down the road, then it's really a start over. Whether you want to talk about a BRT system or some other kind of system, it really would be a start over. It'd be a long time before we get back on the circle for the federal monies again. So it could be to a point we really have a lot of questions about light rail going forward, and I think those questions should be answered. But at this point, it seems continuing to move forward. That was a community plan. It's been looked at fairly carefully. Go Triangle's role is not to promote a particular plan; it's to take the plan that we have and tell us how it could be done. And so it's very complex. And I don't envy the commissioners having to wait through all that information and make decisions. So there's a lot of big questions. But at this point, I think we certainly want to keep it moving, but keep it moving very cautiously. That would be my personal take on it.
Now, the meeting is 7 p.m. tonight in the Witted Building in Hillsborough. That's the Orange County Board of Commissioners. And as you heard from Commissioner McKee earlier this hour, anyone is invited to come out and check out that meeting and make your voice heard. Commissioner is going to be talking about that issue and others tonight. Again, visit hillsboroughnc.com if you want more information on any of those events that we talked about coming up later on this month. There's a lot of really cool stuff happening in Hillsborough over the next few weeks. So head to the website and check it out. Mayor Stevens, we got to let you go, but thank you so much.
Have a terrific week, Aaron.